This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado has already accepted a small number of evacuees from Afghanistan. Refugee coordinator Noyes Parker Combs says the state will see increasing numbers of arrivals over the next months.
We have had a few evacuees arrive, and the resettlement agencies have been alerted to expect an increase in arrivals starting in mid-October through the end of the year.
Most evacuees will be resettled in Metro Denver. The court system for Rout, Grand, and Moffitt counties is returning to virtual-only services because of an increased risk of COVID-19. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In a memo explaining his decision to go virtual, the district's chief judge noted that the three counties are at high risk of virus transmission and have rising positivity rates. Vaccination rates for the district vary, from 67% in Rout County to 55% in Grand and 35% in Moffitt. And the judge said the courts have been fielding more requests from attorneys for delays to avoid the risk of in-person appearances. Colorado does not allow remote jury trials, so by going remote, these trials will be on hold for now. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state is opening 4 community vaccination sites across the Front Range as employers prepare to meet Biden's new COVID-19 rules. Clinics in Aurora, Littleton, Colorado Springs, and Commerce City will be open 7 days a week until the end of September. Each site can give 1,000 doses a day. In Metro Denver and